It's Monday again. They seem to keep coming back.
Yeah. It seems like every week we're getting a Monday. I don't know what's causing it.
The calendar?
It's probably a calendar-related issue.
The tide? Can I tell you, speaking of...
El Nino?
My grandfather? What
yeah,
do
your
have
grandfather?
To do with anything.
I bet he's behind this.
I downloaded... First of all, hello, everyone.
Hi,
thanks
everybody.
For joining us. Bill Leff Unleashed. I'm Wendy Snyder.
You are also without a leash.
I never have a leash.
Never?
Not really.
Didn't your husband as a small boy have to have
yes.
a leash? He did, right?
He did. He will be doing the show with me on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
On the real show and on the stream.
Right.
Not that this isn't a real show.
This is also a real show. Did you think this wasn't real?
That's not
no,
what I
Jasmine,
mean.
Jasmine, this goes out over the airwaves, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
this,
they yeah, broadcast this, Wendy. Yeah, so he's filling in
on Friday.
That'll be exciting.
But I downloaded the coolest application.
Yeah.
Apparatus.
Yeah.
Or appendage. Which yeah. is it?
I'm going to go with application.
Okay, very good. I want to share it with you because I finally saw Mars. It's been
the
in the
planet
sky.
Planet Mars?
Yeah.
yeah.
It really does look red.
Yeah, it's the red planet.
But have you looked at it?
Not directly at it.
Okay.
Your retinas.
No, you're fine.
Made Tom Skilling cry.
It's called Skyview.
Oh, I like that.
Light, because I am not paying for an app. I refuse to pay for an app.
Yeah.
So when you download it, and then you can see where all the stars and constellations are even
you
now.
You point it at the night sky, and it tells you what's what?
Yeah, but
oh,
like if you can see right now, that is Venus, and it means it's over there. You can point this app down, and on the other side of the world...
It'll read where the planets are located. That's
look
invaluable.
Around
Let
on
me
this.
See. Let me see. What do you have?
And it identifies. You just move it around. I love this thing. Typically, I don't really get a wow from my husband, Jimmy Mack. And when I showed him this, he's like, what is that app? I have to get it. It's Skyview Light. It's free. It shows the constellations. I mean, it's daytime, but Bill's looking around and you're seeing all the different.
It's
you can
impressive.
See Skylab.
Yeah.
You could. Skylab's not still up there,
no,
is it?
I don't think it is still up there.
You can see the International Space Station. You can see the Hubble telescope, so you know where it is. Isn't that kind of cool?
It's very cool.
Now imagine that being like a really black sky,
yeah.
like if you're on vacation and you're in a big field somewhere.
Yep.
I love that thing.
Can I tell you when this would come in handy for me? This is selfish, but I don't know if I told you, I'm joining Space Patrol, Donald Trump's new space venture. I'm going to join that, and this will come in so handy. Oh, this is great.
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, Bill.
It is pretty cool, but it even shows you, like, all right, so if you're looking in a certain direction, it draws the picture for you. You know, everyone has seen those pictures.
Like Orion the Hunter,
yeah.
you have the three stars that
yeah.
make up his belt. They draw the belt and
they
the
draw
man.
It for you. And you got to be honest, they're being kind of creative.
They're embellishing it a lot.
Yeah, because there's just like a cluster of stars, and they could draw... You know, a chicken playing racketball.
Right.
And people go, oh, yeah, it's the chicken playing racquetball constellation.
And in your head, you're almost thinking, oh, Ryan the Hunter is like a stick figure. And this,
right.
they have him, you know, wearing this lovely gown or not
right.
a gown, a cloak. I don't know what it is.
You were right in the center of Cancer the Crab. You are. You are right dead center.
Well, I don't have cancer, so I must be the other one.
You are a crab, though. That's excellent. And there's stuffing next to you. I don't remember that being there originally.
Crab stuffing.
Crab stuffing.
It's Skyview Light. If you're, I know you don't have apps, but it's free.
I don't. If I was going to get one, though,
why
I'd
don't
probably
you get,
one? That makes the phone too heavy.
No, it doesn't.
The more apps you have, it makes
the Hubble
phone...
Space Telescope is right down below you.
Right now?
Yes. It's on that side of the world. That's what's so wild to me, is it's not
it's
just what
cool.
you're seeing in the, you know, sky above you.
It's in all directions.
I know.
Yeah.
How about it?
It makes you feel very small and
minuscule.
Insignificant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
But I just like wanted
it.
To share that with everyone.
That's
so,
excellent.
Skyview Light. It's free.
That's our app of the day. A new feature.
Don't tempt me.
Because
I will
do it.
I bet
you could find some. Wendy, I have some shocking Ariana Grande news. Are you in the mood for it?
I guess.
I'm not saying it's bad news. I'm just saying it's shocking news. As you know, she has fallen head over heels in love with Pete Davidson.
I don't believe it. And he's gonna end up getting hurt. I'm sorry.
I think somebody's gonna get hurt, and I'm afraid
it's
afraid you're right. I think he is gonna get hurt. And then I don't know if he dumped his old girlfriend, but that was a quick turnaround from her to Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I don't,
Cassie David.
I don't know what happened with the two of them, but she seems to be on. I follow her on Instagram, and she doesn't seem to be that upset about it.
No,
she's traveling the world over.
Right.
She's smiling, and she doesn't.
She's rebounded very well. Yeah. I don't know that I would if I were her, but she has. Good for her.
Because you have a crush on Pete Davidson.
Is it a crush, though?
I don't know what you have.
I think about the two of us holding hands and frolicking in a meadow. Is that a crush? I don't think it is.
You know why you couldn't do that?
I don't frolic very well.
Because he smokes too much pot and you don't like the smell of smoke.
That's true.
That's
true.
A deal breaker for you and your,
that is,
your meadow hopping.
You, as a side note, right. When you fill out, I hand people that I'm going to frolic with a very short form, and those are the questions that I ask. Have you been smoking a lot of marijuana? If that's a yes, you're out.
Would you smoke it in my presence?
Yeah.
That would be a no.
I was thinking the other day, now this isn't something I have to worry about because I'm not only married, I'm extremely happily married. I found the greatest woman on the planet. I don't know how
you
it happened.
You got a goodie.
I somehow tricked her into falling in love with me. But I was thinking today that if that were not the case, let's say I had not met her and we had not fallen in love.
Okay.
What would be my deal breakers, right? I've got a list in my head of potential deal breakers.
I have a list in my head of potential deal breakers for you.
Do you?
Yeah. A dog owner.
You can. I was just going to say, I bet you could guess every one of them.
A smoker, a dog owner. Someone who's overweight.
I think I could fall in love with somebody that was overweight. You don't think I could?
No.
I could. I could.
Someone who does drugs.
That would be a deal breaker. So far you've hit everyone except the overweight one. I think I could.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
That's up to you to decide, although you don't have
overweight
to decide.
How much?
I don't know. 20 to 30 pounds?
I could fall in love with them.
You're changing. I don't know. Who are you?
I could.
Don't you hate when people say that?
Yeah.
You've changed.
Yeah.
Who are you? I don't even know you anymore. There's another one. Someone who has a better car than you?
No, I'd be fine.
Who makes
with
more
that.
Money than you?
No, I'd be fine with that. I would encourage that. I would want that. Takes the pressure off of me.
Someone with no teeth.
I hadn't thought about that. That's interesting. I wonder if I could. So it's a woman who, in every way, shape, and form, everything else is going for her.
But she's got no teeth.
She's got problems in the dental region. So she's successful. She's proud of herself.
But she wears dentures.
Not even dentures, just all gums.
Well, then you'd date her in a minute.
I would like, that would be novel, wouldn't it? So not only is that not a deal breaker, now I'm sorry my wife has teeth. I wish she'd get rid of them. No, that's not one of them.
So what about, all right, a dog owner, but should we just say pet owner?
Pet owner would be, all right, not just pet owner, but like way into it, you know? Like,
no,
there's
if
no
they had
bargaining.
A pet living in her apartment.
I would grandfather in any existing pets.
You would?
Yeah. I would also pet in any existing grandfathers, which I don't even know what that means, but just to make balance, I would do that too. All right, so what have we got so far? Smoker?
Yeah.
Pet owner?
Yeah.
There was one more you got. That's right. There would be
someone
absolute,
who does drugs.
Yeah, drug user. That's why my relationship with Janis Joplin really hit the skids, because we were all systems go, and then she turned to the drugs.
How were her teeth?
Her teeth were pretty good. You would have thought maybe she'd have a cavity or two, but she was a big brusher and flosser. Even before the days of flossing, Janis was a big flosser.
Oh, you make me cry.
What else? What else? All right, this one's crazy. Like overly religious. Like
yeah,
I could take a belief system. I'm
a
fine
zealot.
With that. Yeah, a zealot. If they were a religious zealot, I'd go, thanks, but no thanks. What else? There's a couple more. No, one we've already talked about, too many partners.
Oh, history.
Yeah, history. Like if She goes, hey, you guess what? You're number 150.
First of all, she wouldn't say that.
No, she probably wouldn't say that. 125.
No, she wouldn't say she guess
tell me
what.
How, right, that doesn't happen.
And if she was in the triple digits and
that's
you asked, and you would ask her, I know you. If you started dating again, you wouldn't come right out. Although I don't know, sometimes I think you have a little tiny loose leaf binder and you'd go, okay,
files.
Question one.
Right. I'm just curious. Greater than or lesser than this number? Oh, way greater than. Where'd he go? Where'd Bill go?
There's some other ones that you wouldn't.
Can I tell you this? Now, this is the one I wish I could change, but I can't change. Too many tattoos.
Like a sleeve.
I'm giving
one or two would be okay, but a whole sleeve on her arm or her back, like a whole scene.
Yeah,
would that be too much?
That would be too much.
You know,
I wish that wasn't the case, but I'm being honest.
I hope nothing happens to Terry.
Me
obviously,
too.
You do too.
Me too.
Because you will never date anyone again as long as you live. Someone who has kids.
Not a deal breaker. I'd be fine with that.
If they were bratty kids.
Oh. No, I think I'd be okay with that.
Really?
Yeah, but they had to be her children. She couldn't just have found kids in the mall. Hey, I found some kids at the mall. What are we going to do with them? We can't have these kids.
All right, so no pet owners, no smokers, no drug users, no religious zealots, history of...
This is too big of a list now. As you read
tattoos.
Them all off,
I know,
there's nobody left. I found the only woman who's not on that list. And, you know, just between you and me, Terry smoked when we met.
And you gave her a second chance?
I had to convince her to stop smoking.
Did your mom smoke?
No.
But your dad did.
My dad did, and my dog did. Saline.
That's the one time I expected you to say your monkey did.
My monkey didn't smoke. Monkeys shouldn't smoke, Wendy.
They have those little tiny smoking monkeys.
Oh, those are funny.
They're not really that funny. You're a grown man.
No, those are really funny, because monkeys shouldn't smoke.
But that's your dog, it's okay.
That was a toy. All right, so at Jewel, when you'd leave Jewel and they have...
They had them at the Jewel?
Yeah, where they sell, those little... You put a quarter in.
Oh, the gumballs.
Right.
Machine.
So they had smoking monkeys, and it was endless entertainment for me. Even to this day, I'm telling you, that's a good time to just watch
Jasmine,
the monkeys smoking.
For his birthday in November, we have
smoking
to find
monkeys.
Some smoking monkeys.
We definitely have to find them.
I love those.
They're, tiny. They were little.
They're real small. And what would you do? Would you light it with a match? You must, right? And
then I think so.
It would just kind of, it was like perched and it had like an angry monkey look because of all the nicotine.
That makes you crabby.
Makes you crabby. And they would just puff on the, like you would see it light up.
Well, I thought
and then,
you'd have to squeeze it to make it puff on it.
Oh, is that what happened?
You never had a smoking monkey,
No, I had smoking
you?
Monkeys, but I haven't seen them since I was 7. I don't know where they all went.
All right, so overweight is
that one. I'm telling you, I can work. I can deal with that.
But you're right. I look at this list, and Terry is not
no
one of them.
Left.
There's only Terry.
It's a strict list, isn't it? But be honest, I'm trying to be realistic. I know this is all hypothetical, but realistically.
This is for reals. I know you. This,
I couldn't buckle on those. Those are make it or break it rules. And I can only imagine the rules she would have, because how in the world would I not be on one of her lists? It's a hypothetical, of course, but, you know.
So a history of too many partners, but.
That would be a problem. That would be, I could not get around that.
Right.
Because I would think, anywhere we went, every guy passing by goes, oh, there's Audrey. Hey, Audrey, remember me? Wink, wink, wink. How do you know that guy?
And the thing is, Audrey wouldn't remember him.
Yeah, because there were so many.
All right, what about someone who is an adult film star? Does that count? Does that fall under the umbrella of history of too many partners?
Well, if she was a good adult film star, she probably had a bunch of partners. If she was bad at it, she only had a couple, and they fired her. They said, you're too prudish for this industry. Out you go.
You make it seem like you're so busy doing stuff. You play tennis. We heard you were talking to Eric Zorn 5 days a week at least.
4 or 5 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have time to think of crazy crap like this. You watch the Little League World Series.
Yes.
You tell me you're
it's a
very
busy.
Busy
weekend. It was a busy weekend. Well, you could do more than one thing. Like, while I was watching the Little League World Series is when I formulated the lists of make it or break it. Like, I can't possibly. But don't you think all those are pretty legit? Are there any on that list that you'd go, oh, you could see through that one? You could bypass that one.
I think a drug user would be difficult. Here's why. Because if you fall in love and it would be hard for them to get clean, and you'd always worry that they'd end up dead.
I dated a girl in college who was an occasional cocaine user, and that was a constant problem because I was always trying to say, hey, why don't we try this, and by we I mean her, without the cocaine and see what happens.
Boy, I bet you were a hoot to date for her.
I was trying to save her life.
I know, but
I didn't want her to die.
She obviously didn't want to be saved at that point.
I guess not.
Tattoos, I think you could get past.
I could get past a couple, but if
what about a shaved head?
Not a deal breaker, but I would prefer that they not have
my God.
Shaved head.
Jasmine, are you listening to this?
I'm listening to this. I got one. Okay.
What?
No sense of humor.
Yeah, would that work for me at all? No. Could you date some guy who had no sense of humor?
No. Never.
That'd be impossible.
Well, you could date him. You couldn't fall
in love with a guy with no sense of humor at all.
That's a deal breaker.
That would be a definite. That's a great one. That's a fantastic one.
So,
can I tell you another one? And this, I know whenever we talk politics, it's always very divided. But let's say I fell in love with somebody whose political ideals were completely opposite of mine. It would be interesting for a couple of days, but you couldn't survive.
I don't know that that's true. I know a lot of people who are married and their partner really loves Donald Trump and they don't.
And they're happily married?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not happy when they have a political discussion, but for the most part, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I think that would be difficult.
That would be so hard. The example everybody always uses is Carvel and Matlin.
Yeah.
You know, because they're pretty at the opposite ends of the spectrum and yet very happily married from what we can see.
Yeah. James Carvel.
And Mary Matlin.
Yeah, I don't know. Judy has just joined us. I feel like I haven't seen Judy in forever.
Judy, what's an absolute deal breaker? Like, let's say you met this guy and he's perfect or seems to be perfect in every way, shape, or form. Give me a deal breaker or two. Like, despite everything seeming to be great, what would be the one thing about him that you just go, other than
cheap.
That? Cheap would be a deal breaker.
Like, honestly.
Not frugal, like I'm frugal, but cheap.
Cheap.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has been a deal breaker for
me. Has it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Bill's got this long list of things that he.
Whoa! Did I see tattoo?
Yeah, he
would. Too many tattoos.
Oh.
I'm okay with a couple.
Ooh, I kind of like a lot of tattoos now.
But if you're out with Lydia the Tattooed Lady.
And politics, is that what you were talking about?
I mentioned that one.
Yes.
Yeah,
but, I mean, so diverse.
Yeah.
But
you probably wouldn't make it to a date because if you met someone, say, if you were out at a bar and you met someone, you'd know pretty much right away where
they
stand.
Really? Because I'm meeting people now that I've known my whole life who are shocking me.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, like, if you meet somebody that night, you'd probably talk politics or something just to catch up. And right then and there, you'd go, yeah, he's not for me.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
I don't know, though.
If the deal would start.
I guess because my point is people who are so on one side, I don't know that they'd fess that up on
first
date. Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah, they would probably.
Best behavior for a little while.
I think I would talk politics because I feel like I'm more the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, I think, will
hide it.
And, you know, because they sometimes even people I know in my life say things that I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And that goes to both sides. Far right and far left are difficult to deal with sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But lying is
Yeah, I cannot.
Huge.
That would be the only deal breaker for me.
That's the only one is a liar.
Yeah, I really
Well, am, that's
I'm
a pretty
easy.
Good character determiner.
That is the worst. And Bill has put down these are his deal breakers: pet owner, smoker, drug user, religious zealot, history of too many partners, too many tattoos, overweight's iffy, no sense of humor.
That's a long
one.
I know. I hope he never finds himself
Who
single.
Who do you think you are? Really? Oh my gosh.
And I carry.
Your wife's laughing right now, going, right. You know what?
I carry
well, she's
that
none
list.
Of the above.
I know, and you married up, so why don't you have some compassion?
I didn't just marry up. I'm down below sea level, and yeah. She's like in a,
right.
in a tower.
Right, I met her.
I know, you know. So
goodness, you are. Do you find that as you get older, you get more? I think that's what's happening with Bill.
What?
You get more
picky.
Picky, not even picky, but close-minded.
But luckily, I don't have to worry about it, right?
Right.
You know.
But how are you judging people?
We have pets. I'm just saying, hypothetically, situation came to that.
Yeah, you wouldn't. The answer would be no.
But you know how, like, now, I don't know, have you ever been on, like, online dating services? You've done those at some point, right?
No, not really.
Oh, you've never done any of them? Mm-mm. All right, so...
Why, you have?
No, I haven't, but my guess is that they probably have a question similar to this. I don't think they say deal breakers.
Right, but that's unlike what you're doing, Bill. Those questions are to see if you're compatible.
Right.
Not to, like, weed out people. Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean,
She's
though.
She's 10 pounds overweight. Put her in that category.
Wendy brought up the weight one, and I said I could work around that one.
I don't believe
I could definitely. No, I could.
I could work around that, too. Yeah.
I could work around that one.
Most people could. I don't feel Bill could, but
no,
he's.
I could,
but
yeah.
I'll
you're
give right.
You, the benefit
you can't
of the
even
doubt.
Work around pets.
Pets, I could not. But
what
I know.
Was the other one? Too many partners in your past.
Yeah.
That was, too many there's tattoos. Something to be said about experience, Bill.
Too religious.
There's experience, but then there's also, hey, what are these trophies for? No, I can't tell you.
Award-winning partner.
Too religious. Wow.
That would be well, so hard for me to get around. It would be.
It's only hard when the people who, you know, it's great to be religious, but there are some people who...
are overly religious.
To the point of... push it on you.
Yeah,
that's,
right.
I don't like that at all. Yeah,
right.
Because especially when I've made it clear that I like my own religion, even though I am a bad Catholic.
I'm a bad Catholic, but I choose to be a bad
Catholic.
Exactly. I don't want to be anything else.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't try to change my ways.
Right.
Anyone.
Right.
Except you, God. And you're not a liar. That's the only thing...
Or sheep.
No.
A liar,
but
really.
But I'll bet he has a tattoo right on his back neck. He's got a cross.
Do you think
Careful.
So? I don't
Where's
think so.
Where's the lightning and thunder?
I'm pretty sure not.
I'm totally all about tattoos. I'm going to get another one.
But,
I've got one.
But couldn't
two.
There be a guy...
So what's too many? Two?
No.
Couldn't like there, a whole arm
what
or...
What if you met a guy who, like, 90% of his body was covered in tattoos? Wouldn't you go, I don't think so.
Depending on, I mean,
From
if
the
it's
neck
like,
down, who cares?
If it's like George Clooney... Put one on your face, dude. I'll still date you.
On the face might be a deal breaker for me.
That would
and
be
it depends.
Right.
You know what a deal breaker for me is with tattoos? What it is. When I see some nice looking dude and I look at his arm and he's got a big mermaid scene going on, I'm like, what?
Yeah, but you look at his arm. It would be bad if it was on his forehead.
Oh, yeah, right. Definitely. It
like a big
be.
Pair of breasts.
The only people that generally put tattoos on their face are prison inmates.
Oh,
yeah,
so are you, is that a deal breaker?
And, oh, yeah.
Prison time?
Well, no.
No?
Right. But the teardrop would be an indication
well,
that they're
means,
in a gang.
Yeah,
or, yeah
that
I'm not doing that.
There's
yeah.
been some,
a gang member would definitely be a no.
Gang member
yes,
out.
Out.
All right. All gangs? What about our gang? What if it was Alfalfa?
Nope. All gangs. Gangs are not good. They're not inclusive.
Stymie,
I like
Buckley.
That answer.
Yeah.
Bill, your list is going to get bigger. People who don't
I
know the names of every little rascal character.
No, because I could work with that. I could definitely work with that. I could teach. I could, you know, inform and enlighten. All right.
Yeah.
Judy's
Thank God
here
you're not in the dating scene
Do
anymore.
The news. I know, right? That's so true. Quick break and then some news coming your way in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right.
Can I read you a text very quickly before we throw it to Judy? This is from the 619 area code. I'm so bummed that I can't date Bill, but his list is a deal breaker. I agree with that. I totally
Perfect.
Get that. I understand
oh
that.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty accurate.
Yep.
All right, it's news
Bertrand's
time.
Bertrand's reading
news.
That now, too, you know.
I know.
Because we're sharing the text line
yeah,
while the Winchester business lunch
I know.
Is up.
Deal breaker.
Something. I probably said something that
deal
would get
breaker.
On your list. The list.
Are you? You can't stay, can you?
I can stay for about 5 minutes.
All right,
depending
stay for five
on,
minutes.
Well, what are you going to talk about?
I didn't tell you what happened with Ariana Grande.
Oh,
Can
no.
Can I get to that?
Yeah.
All right. Big Ariana Grande news. She has just said in an interview that when she marries Pete Davidson...
Which she won't.
Oh, do you think they won't even get married?
No.
No? It'll fall apart before ceremony?
I think so.
She claims that when she marries him, not if, but when, she will change her name and include the last name Davidson. Her new name will be Ariana Grande Davidson.
I don't believe her.
Because you don't think the wedding will exist? Or?
Well, I just, she wouldn't, Ariana Grande is the perfect name.
I think so, too.
I mean, you know, Wendy Snyder is the perfect name.
Maybe she just won't use it. You know, it'll be there legally, but she just won't use the
name. Yeah, my legal name is my married name.
Right, yeah. So there
I don't use it.
Right, me either.
But don't you think, like, for somebody like her who has established herself as a performer under that name, she'd be taking a step backwards to change it in any way, shape, or form, even if she went just Ariana Davidson?
Well, in...
They know who she is.
Yeah, and in my book, it's all about kids. I kept my married name when I got divorced because my children asked me to.
Yeah.
They did, really?
Well, I asked them, and they said, yeah, we want you to keep it.
Yeah?
So I did. It wasn't any big... And it's not a big deal because I... It's
because legal. You get to use Judy Pilek on the air.
Yes, and actually, it's good and bad because... Otherwise, I'm Judy Tafe to most people.
Oh.
In my life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much so that sometimes some people I've known for years will come up to me and say, you're Judy Pilek?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So school, all through school and all that, I was, you know, Mrs. Tafe.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, it's a legal thing. And Pilek's my middle name now.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
It was easy to give up Alan.
Yeah, I gave up Susan. We're like twinsies.
Yeah, wow, we are.
And, you know, with Facebook, what I really liked about radio before was there was no Facebook and there was no camera in the studio. So you could go by pretty much unrecognizable.
Oh, yeah.
And now with Facebook and all our video that we put up, it seems like it's always people 70 and up and in the produce section of grocery stores.
That's who sees you?
Which I'm fine with, but I can always tell because it's like they're kind of
circling around. Really? Are you really fine with it, or are you like,
no.
Why doesn't anyone else come up to me?
No. I love it, but I can tell they're going to come up. And then there was one time recently where someone was looking at me, like circling the limes and looking at me, and they came up and said, is your son Michael the redhead who played Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, he was great, thank you. And I went home and I'm like, thanks, Michael. Now I'm getting identified because of you, not for me.
Hilarious.
Yesterday at Oak Brook, someone came up to me and I was talking to my cousin that I ran into, and this couple comes up to me and they're about ready to say something, and my cousin rolled her eyes like, oh, here it comes. And I expected too. And they pointed to me and said, dog training. And I said, what? And they said, dog training class with Kona. And they're like, sorry, I don't remember your name, but I remember your dog's name. So now I'm getting identified because of my puppy.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want it for me now.
Right.
Well, no, now you want to be identified.
For.
I know. Yeah, see? You were just complaining about it.
But you always wear a shirt that says, I'm Wendy Snyder, damn it. Why don't people read that shirt?
I'm Wendy Snyder. Know me.
Know me. Love me. Be me. Appreciate me.
And if you just walk around, Bill, with a shirt that says The List, people will know exactly.
People will know. Oh, that's the guy with the list.
The List.
That's the guy.
The deal breaker.
The deal breaker.
That's the guy. Remember when Courtney Cox, who
Arquette?
She decided when she married David Arquette that she was going to be Courtney Cox Arquette. Do you remember on the beginning of Friends for that one episode?
Yeah.
Because her name went first. They went alphabetically. So it said Courtney Cox Arquette. And then everybody else had their name dash Arquette.
Arquette. It was really funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Really cool.
That was really a well-written show and really great. Yeah. And she only did that because everybody... I remember when they got married, there were a lot of people, mainly guys, that were like, what is she seeing him, you know? And so that, to me, she said, let's do that just to prove my love for you.
Right.
That's what Ariana Grande's doing.
Are they still married?
No.
Who? Courtney Cox.
No.
No. Long gone.
They have a kid, Coco, right? Their daughter. Named for Coco Chanel, I think.
I know a dog named Coco Chanel.
The whole thing? Coco Chanel?
Well, it was always Coco. I hated it anyway. And then one day I heard the owner go, Coco, Coco Chanel. I'm like, all right, now we're done.
That means they were mad at their dog.
Yeah.
It's like when you use somebody's middle
name.
Judy
Allen. Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's the same thing. But don't you think that any performer, if you're a woman who's achieved something, not just performer, if you're any woman that's achieved anything under your maiden name.
You keep it.
I don't understand why you would change it. I mean, we've all advanced so much.
I hate to say it, but it's Hollywood, and we know how this goes.
Yeah.
Even if they do get married, it probably, you know what I mean? It's so...
You think it's doomed to fail, huh?
Well, no, I don't... I feel...
It happened too quickly. I mean, he broke up with...
They were engaged within a month of starting dating. That's... I mean...
And didn't he just, he was...
Larry David's daughter.
Yeah, you were talking about Larry David's daughter. I literally, the next week, he's engaged to this girl. Like, I just got used to him being with Larry.
Cassie, yeah.
Right.
So I'm just saying, based on those facts, if you want to, you know, predict an outcome.
Mm. And it's Hollywood. It just makes you, like, all of Pete Davidson's fans will now like her. It's just,
Is Ariana the one who just OD'd?
No,
was that Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
Oh, Demi Lovato, right, okay.
Yeah. You need a scorecard, Jude.
Yeah, I do.
It's so much easier when you have a scorecard. I don't like that he dyed his hair beachy blonde. You've seen pictures of him like this, right?
Is that for her?
I'm not sure. Like, it
was it on the list?
Here's what I thought it was at first. I thought it was his way of saying, look, I'm going to young myself up for you. But then I read that she's older than he is.
Yeah.
She's almost a year older than he is. So he doesn't
need to
young
himself up. Which is, how old are they?
I think she's 25 and he's 24.
Yeah, all right.
It's all in my book.
25.
Read my book, Jude. It's all in the book.
What's it called?
Stuff About Pete and Ariana.
You know what? That's all the title you need these days. Get right to the point.
People's attention spans are so short.
God, he was born in 1993.
Yeah. How about that?
I was...
That's how young he is.
God.
I know.
That would be after I got married.
Yep. Yep. Doesn't that make...
Yeah. That's he looks a lot older.
He does.
I just don't want him, and you said this earlier, but it holds true. I don't want him to be heartbroken. I know usually when you think about an equation of people falling in love, you go, the girl's going to get her heart broken, right? I think it's going to be him whose heart was broken at some point. I don't want to see that.
He'll just laugh it off. Don't worry about it.
He's had a difficult life.
Well,
he really has.
He's done some difficult things.
No, I know.
And I don't mean that nicely. He's kind of a goofball.
His dad died in 9/11. He was a firefighter.
He was a first responder in 9/11.
Oh.
He's had all kinds of problems with...
That kind of changes everything for him.
And he has... What is his thing? Colitis or something? Where he can't... he's spent his whole life, he says, growing up going to the bathroom. It's one of those,
like,
Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease, yeah.
That's what he has.
I didn't know that. But he's had depression issues.
Anxiety since he was... Since his dad.
All right, you know what? He deserves Ariana Grande then.
Why do you say that?
Based on what now?
I've got a whole new set of facts.
Well, is she trouble? I thought she was kind of a good girl.
She's kind of trouble.
Is she?
Oh, I don't know.
Why do you think she's trouble?
Just throw it out there,
She's so talented.
Yeah, I think
she really
she's okay.
Is.
I don't think she gets in trouble,
she's so talented.
Yeah, and she's not one of those...
She licked all the donuts. She's the one who licked the donuts. That
was
really bothersome.
Not a deal breaker.
Really?
That's not a deal breaker?
No.
God, I gotta go.
I'm being honest about it.
I gotta go too.
I really do have to go.
Can I leave with you?
No. You stay. I go. Goodbye.
All right.
Wendy, if you have to go, I got a bunch more for my list.
What are they?
I got about 40 more.
Red nail polish. Is that a deal breaker?
I'm okay with that.
What about black nail polish?
No, that's out.
What about black lipstick? What about goth? What about a goth look?
What do you think about that? I've never even considered that.
I think I would laugh.
So this would be a girl who is always, always, always dressed and made up to look in a goth way, or like once in a great while. How often?
Well, who, you know, adheres to like Winona Ryder. Didn't she go through a goth stage?
Oh,
someone who, you know, I got one that didn't even put on your...
What?
A pierced lip or nostril.
I could work around that one.
I don't know.
I would work around that one.
You think it's so cute that
that's
you
not
think
an
you're
absolute
more
deal breaker. I would say to them, "Hey, what's with this?"
But okay, then she'd never come back if you said it like that.
I'm just curious.
Hey,
I'm just curious. Who did? Who put a staple gun in your head? What happened to you? I would just ask politely. Hey, you and I have been dating for 6 months. I just noticed you've got a ring coming out of your lip.
You just noticed? Way to look me in the eye.
in the mouth. I'm going to say not a deal breaker on those.
Because I guess technically they could take it. What about gauges in their ear?
Jasmine, I would assume, the most fun I'm ever having because I like to watch him cringe.
I would assume that that was some sort of an industrial accident. I'd go, whatever's going on here, what happened at work? Something happened.
All right, I'm serious.
I would not say full-fledged deal breaker, but it would...
You are a liar. You're not even being true to your own self.
No, I'm being honest. I would prefer that that not be the case, but I could somehow... I would just...
You would never bring her to parties.
I would... I'm still going to go not a deal breaker.
I don't believe
not you. Not something I would definitely look for, but if everything else was
Gage,
good...
Gage wearing, you know, women apply only. That's not what... I'm not saying you're looking for it. I don't think you could get past that. You would tell her to put a hat on or a wig.
A giant, like a Paddington Bear hat. Could you please... This was a gift from my friend Paddington. Could you please put this on and always wear it, no matter what happens? Never take this off, ever.
Bill's deal breakers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you would not date someone with a gauge.
It wouldn't be my first choice, but it wouldn't totally... And I have bet, you know, I've been honest on every one of these.
You would rather... I just don't know. But if somebody had a pet that you'd never have to see...
So she, in this scenario, does she have a separate place that she lives and the pet is there and I never go there?
I don't know. You've sucked me into your imaginary life and all of a sudden I'm confused.
Well, now you understand everything.
You have too much downtime.
There's a lot of, you showed
You're
me the
You're a national
list.
Tennis champion.
Yeah, well, statewide, not national.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Statewide.
So what do I say? A state?
That was fine. Yeah, reigning state tennis champion's fine. All caps.
That would be a deal breaker for me. Someone who puts his own title on, reigning state.
I would say, could you introduce, when we enter the dinner party, could you just announce me with this, just say this.
What do I say, reigning state tennis champion?
Yeah, yeah. State tennis champion, yeah. Maybe. I'm surprised you don't have more of these. Like, I have, what do we have, 12 for me? 11 or 12? And you only have one or two in the lying one. The lying one is a great one.
That's really my only deal breaker.
I should have thought of that one first.
Poor hygiene.
Poor hygiene, Jazz. That's a good one, too.
You can look past that if you're in love. I mean, not forever, but, you know.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
That's a hard one to overcome.
No.
Because then everyone knows you. Is that... Wendy's dating the guy who never brushes his teeth. He never uses deodorant. Never showers.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Was a dust cloud.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bring him around.
You
but
just leave him at home.
Yeah,
for sex slave purposes only.
Maybe. Then what does he have to clean up?
Hey,
for?
Hey, pig pen. It's that time again.
There are no plus ones at any of our parties.
None? How can that be?
Yeah, just liars. No. I can't stand a liar.
That's the one. When I was a kid, my parents always said that they could love me for any reason, but if I was a liar, that would be the end, that they wouldn't love me anymore. That's shocking when you're a kid and your parents tell you that.
I didn't say that precisely, but I did say, you know, anything you do, tell me the truth, because anything you've done is not as bad as lying about
it. Wow. That's strong. That's almost identical to what my parents said to me.
Well, I never said I wouldn't love them anymore.
No, they told me they would stop loving me and that they would love my brother twice as much.
And that's what inspired
you. That's what bothered me, yeah. All right, we will take a break and then we'll close things off. Thanks, Judy. Judy? More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it's Bill and Wendy, and we're going to go out and find a date for Bill, who is not a pet owner, not a smoker, not a drug user, not a religious zealot, doesn't have a history of too many partners, doesn't have too many tattoos, is not overweight, questionable, and someone who doesn't have a sense of humor. He doesn't want that.
Seems realistic, doesn't it?
You are listening to this. This list is getting bigger.
It's a very long list.
Maybe piercings, that's negotiable, maybe.
Right. Wow, that is a long list. Thankfully, I'll never need it.
Should I get off your lawn?
Awful. All right, that's it, everybody. Get off of our lawn. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I think we're going to try it again tomorrow.
Let's do it.
All right, that's the Tuesday edition of the show. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.